I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. God bless you.
Matthew chapter 6, verse number 33, the word of God is simple, wonderful scripture. But seek ye first and kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Here a very simple, but yet a very central commandment to the people of God. Jesus here says, in the words, but seek ye first. Amen. Not second, not third, not somewhere down the line or on the list, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. And then what did He say? And all these things shall be added unto you. And we can go back and read, and if you, I'm sure most of you are familiar. Amen. He says, don't be concerned about what you shall eat or what you shall drink or what you shall put on. Amen. Signifying that we understand that God knows what we need as far as the physical man is concerned. Yes, I do believe, contrary to what some people will teach, that God is concerned about the physical, amen, needs. As a matter of fact, I believe that God is concerned about the whole person. Physical, amen, the mental, the whole man, God is concerned about. God's concerned about everything about us. Amen. But there are priorities that God sets, and that we should have those same priorities, that our spiritual man is of the most importance. Amen. That's why the Word of God says, may you prosper even as your soul prospereth. Amen. You realize that if people really prospered as their soul prospereth, for the most part, though, that they'd be paupers today. Hello? You know, if the people ran businesses the way they run their spiritual business, what kind of shape would their business be in? Amen. If you run a business, whether you'd go to work when you felt like it, and labor when you felt like it, and put forth an effort when you felt like it, when you didn't, you just kind of just lay it aside. Brother Joe can make a nice little prophecy about that, and they don't even need any help from him. Just statistics-wise alone, that it's going to be a flop. Amen. You know that a lot of people say, well, I don't like being in business for myself because I work harder for myself than anybody else. Well, that's good. That's why most small business that are single proprietors are more successful than a lot of other business. Why? Because that people will put forth more effort into that than they will at other things. Amen. So you see, that's what's wrong with, amen, what Brother Joe knows is wrong with socialism and Marxism. You're not working for yourself. You're working for a government that takes whatever you make and decide who they decide to give it to, or whoever votes they want to buy, and buy them off with your money and your hard labor. You say, well, they don't have my labor, brother. Oh, yes, they do. Money is labor. I hate to tell you that. Amen. If whatever you earn, that's the evidence of your labor. Amen. That's your life. That's a piece of your life that you gave. Amen. So, I know we need a lot of education in our country today about what is and what's not. Amen. We also need a lot of education in the church. Amen. As to what God expects of us. Amen. You see, well, you mean to tell me, Brother Joe, that God really expects something of me? Oh, yes, sir. Amen. God expects something of every last one of us, whether we're the preacher in the pulpit or all the way to that door. Doesn't matter who we are. If we are born again, a part of God's kingdom, God has expectations of us. Amen. Now, you know, I realize that we all have expectations of God. Amen. But I believe in the two-way street. I believe the Word of God says that we are on a covenant system with God. Amen. A covenant is better than a contract because I heard a fellow one time say, well, it's a contract that God's done and therefore, amen, God just does it all. And I said, I beg to differ with you. A covenant is an agreement. Amen. A contract is an agreement. Now, we've come to the age and hour today when contracts don't mean anything because there's no morality. Amen. And people's morals, they'll swear to something. Amen. Turn it right around and write it off and forget it as if they never even told anyone that they do thus and so. Amen. I can tell you the Word of God doesn't let people off that way, though. Amen. God said it's better than, the Word of God says it clearly, it's better to never make a vow than to make one and break it. Amen. In other words, that we ought to be, amen, as good as our word. Amen. And we ought to pay real close attention to what we will affirm that we will do. You know, these folks who make hasty decisions. Amen. They get involved with things that they shouldn't, or with people they shouldn't be involved in. Let me just put it that way. Or situations they shouldn't be involved in. And the Word of God says when you find out you're in one of those, you need to hurry up and get out of that just as soon as you can. Because it ain't no good going to come of it. Amen. We ought to do our best that when we make an agreement, something, if we've committed to something, let's be committed to it. Amen. Otherwise, what can God do? The Word of God says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. What does that mean, Brother Joe? A person that cannot be set to a decision and stick to it, amen, they're unstable in all their ways. And Word of God says in the book of James, let not that man think that he shall receive anything from God. If I want something from God, let me be steadfast. Amen. Let me make up my mind. Well, Brother Joe, I thought you were preaching on the kingdom. I am. Amen. You know what it's going to take to have the kingdom? Amen. A made up mind. Amen. I'm just going to look for a little while this morning. I know I probably got more to preach than I'm preaching in a morning sermon, so you just bear with me. Amen. And bear with me in my folly. Amen. Here, seek ye first. Didn't say, amen, citrum, but seek ye first. The word first means in numerical order. It means in the chief place of importance. Amen. Before you do anything else, amen, God said, seek me first. Amen. You see, if I'll keep God first, then most likely most of the other things will fall into their respective places. Hello? But if I don't seek God first, the chances are that nothing will fall into its proper place. Amen. If I don't have God right, I can't have family right. I can't have anything else right. I can't have business right. I can't have anything right in my life except that I have God in the place where He belongs. See, if God's not where He belongs, then I surely can't be where I belong. Most of the time, what happens with God is we just swap places with Him. We put God where we're at, and we take where God's supposed to. Oh, no, brother. Oh, yes. That's exactly what we do. Amen. When we say, no, Lord, amen, He ain't Lord no more. Amen. We've dethroned Him. Amen. And we've exalted ourselves to that place where we can say no to God. Believe you me, God got me a long time ago, said, if you can say no to me, then I'm no longer your Lord. Hello. I'm no longer who I'm supposed to be in your life. Amen. The only answer to God is, yes, Lord. That's the only answer. Amen. A lot of times we live in an age, and I really marvel at the idiocy of our age. My daughter was sitting there, and she called me in the living room of the night, and they had some kind of special on Channel 23, and that perverted broadcasting system, amen, whatever you want to call it, amen, your taxpayer dollars are paying for it, amen. And they got all these folks on there with these long degree titles, and most of them are theological degrees, by the way. amen, by after their name, and they're talking about how Jesus was trying to bring, amen, the Gentiles and all into Judaism. And I said, man, somebody needs to read their Bible. Amen. Because I heard him say, he said, what did he tell them about Judaism? Amen. Beware of the leaven of the scribes and of the Pharisees. Amen. And they thought he was talking about bread. That wasn't what he's talking about. He's talking about what they believed and what they practiced. Amen. Don't you beware of that. Amen. Jesus wasn't trying to bring anybody into some religion. He's trying to bring them to God. Amen. He's trying to bring them back in to the kingdom of God. Amen. It's amazing, Brother Joe. Amen. I told my daughters, I said, I want to tell you a little secret. Amen. The more you listen to these people, the more you'll believe that verse in Luke where he said, for he has hid these things from the wise and the prudent. Amen. But he has shewed them unto babes. Oh, thank God. Hallelujah. That he has hid. Amen. Why is it hid from them, Brother Joe? Because they are deceived in their own sight. Not because that God has just purposely chosen to blind them, but they have chosen to blind them own selves. Well, Brother Joe, wasn't the Jews blind so they could go to the Gentiles? Amen. Did you reckon God, amen, sent blindness to them, or were they blinded by their own hardness of their heart? Amen. They were blinded by their own conceits. Amen. You see, if I go to believing that God blinded the Jews so the Gentiles could have the gospel, then I got to believe the doctrine of a hyper-Calvinistic teachings that God's chosen some folks and some generations and others He has chosen that they should go to hell. No, sir. Amen. They were blinded, all right, but they were blinded. He said, see and they'll see not, hear and they'll hear not. Why, Brother Joe? Because they have, amen, hardened their heart against God. They have got preconceived notions that they will not be delivered from. You realize we're still suffering from a lot of that malady in the church? Amen. People got preconceived notions that it's this way, and no matter what the Word of God says, no matter how much God tries to, amen, to get their attention and get them to understand, they still walk in their preconceived notions. Most of those, by the way, are exalting something about their life that they think is holy and high and wonderful. Oh, my goodness. Amen. I told amen, my brother on the phone this morning, I said, there's a lot of difference between sanctification and sanctimony. Amen. Believe you me, they are worlds apart. Amen. So, seek ye first the kingdom of God. These people were kept trying to reiterate on this TV show, amen, that Jesus was just some, you know, I mean, one fellow was mocking that. Well, they said he's likened the kingdom of heaven to a mustard seed, some weed. Amen. I said, no, they forgot to read the rest of the story, honey. Amen. The mustard seed, though it's small, insignificant. That's why those high-bloated minds of theirs can't seem to perceive about the truth of the gospel. Amen. Their pride has blinded them and smoked up their mind until they can no longer see where they are and cannot see the truth. Amen. But to those folks that can, that little, amen, though the gospel seems simple and small and insignificant, amen, I heard him say, who hath despised the day of small things? Amen. I'm telling you, oh my God, amen, they might have thought they wasn't a whole lot, amen, to those people that God has sent to rebuild the temple, small things, but God's always used small things. Amen. Oh, that's what he said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Amen. He's used, amen, the simple things to confound the wise. Amen. He's used, amen, the things that are weak to bring down the strong things. Hello? He's used, amen, the things that are thought nothing of or abased things, the things that are despised to bring down those things that are highly esteemed. Amen. You see, God knows how to bring down the big things, but He's not going to do it in a way that glorifies man. What do you say in 1 Corinthians? Amen. That God should have all the glory, not man. You see, when man begins to twist things around where man's getting the glory, God's out of the picture. Hello? He's no longer. Let Brother Joe just go a step further. When God's out of the picture, all the supernatural is gone. I said, all the supernatural. All the promises of that book, all the glorious things that God said man could have are gone once you arrive in that estate. Amen. Seek ye first. Amen. My, the mustard seed. Read a little further, sir. Amen. That mustard seed, though it's small. Amen. Once it finds a place where, amen, there's moisture. Amen. And there's warmth and heat. Something wonderful happens. What's your secret, Brother Wigglesworth? First the blade, then the ear. Then the full corn in the ear, the earth bringing forth of herself. What's he saying? He ain't talking about earthly production. He's talking about the natural progression, amen, of the seed of faith, the gospel being implanted, amen, in a heart of faith and in a spirit of faith, amen. And out of that will come, amen, things that are, amen, through a natural progression of spiritual things, amen, the power of God. Listen, amen. How about I feel like preaching this morning? Amen. Seek ye first. Amen. It's about the kingdom, sir. It's not about, amen, some organization. It's not about some man. It's not about some person's psyche. It's not about glorifying their name. It's about the kingdom of God. Amen. It's about the souls of men, women, boys, and girls. That's what it's all about. You see, I think a lot of churches has got all kind of mixed up today. It's about my way. It's about this. Amen. No wonder churches just split over the color of the carpet and the pad of the pews and, amen, what kind of windows they're going to have. Amen. They have the wrong mentality. They got the wrong motives. And it never going to get off the ground to start with. I don't care what color the windows are, what color the carpet is. Amen. How much pad there is or isn't on the seats. Amen. Don't mean a hill of beans. Oh, look at me now. Amen. I can tell you, sure, I like nice things for God's house. Amen. But you can have all of that. Amen. If that's all of the priorities we got, amen, then we don't have any. Hello? The priority is the kingdom. Amen. Is God able, amen, to do what He wants to do, amen, in my life? Does it matter what else I have in my life? Does it matter about, amen, how much food or how much clothes or whatever else I got? First thing, can God speak to my heart? Can God work in my life? Am I seeking His kingdom? Amen. His kingdom. Not my kingdom. This is not mine. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. For behold, the words of the Lamb of God, I have not come that men, behold, to speak my words, but hold but the words of Him that sent me. I have not come to perform my will, but behold the will of Him that sent me. Likewise, as I have come, so have I sent thee, saith the Lord, that thou mightest perform that which is the will of the Father. For behold, and hear ye well my words, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. There is where the premium is. Everything falls right there. And listen to Brother Joe. Listen, if the kingdom of God is not first, most likely it just won't be at all. I'm going to say that again. I can just go ahead and give us an example. Whatever don't get high on our to-do list usually don't get done. Hello? You know, and I round to it, however, whatever you want to call it. If it ain't high up on that list, most likely it falls by the wayside. You see, now let Brother Joe just make another statement this morning. Once the kingdom of God is moved from first to second, it becomes even easier to move it from second to third, and from third to fourth. Uh-oh. You see, not only does God know that, but your enemy and my enemy knows that too. He knows that once we shift it one time, it gets easier and easier. You see, Backsliding on God is not something that you do, amen, when you get up this morning. You may start it this morning, amen, but it begins at the prayer closet door. It's a slow process, but nevertheless, that enemy that we have is a patient enemy. Amen. I'm glad God's patient too. If He wasn't, we'd really be in a lot of trouble. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, amen, God said, seek ye first. Amen. Keep the priority where they belong. Amen. I heard old Brother Keeter's done gone home to get his reward, but many times in my life, I can hear that old brother's voice, amen, as he gave his testimony many years ago preaching and said, the Holy Ghost spoke to me in the beginning of my ministry and said these words to me, I'll bless you as long as you keep the main thing, the main thing. Woo! You know something? That don't seem like a real hard task, does it? Just Paul, the Apostle Paul said this one thing. I do. Not a whole bunch, just one thing. You know, if we just get after that one thing, all the other things that we spend all our time chasing around never get done might fall into a whole lot more organization. If we just get the one thing. What's that one thing, Brother Joe, I keep under my body, bring it under subjection? Even what's he doing? The one thing he's doing is keeping the kingdom of God first. Amen. God, woo! If we just keep God's kingdom first, amen, then God will bless us in all the rest of that business. Hello? Did he not say that? Say, keep first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be what? Taken away? No, added unto you. I like things being added, don't you? Amen. And I realize that the TBN is crowds and the, amen, all that charismatic lot, amen, that want to preach, amen, the gospel prosperity business, amen, boy, they hammer on the last part of that, amen, but never seem to hammer on the first part. Amen. Let me, Brother Joe, just go ahead and say something to you right now. When he said all these other things, amen, I can tell you all them other things were not filthy riches. Amen. They were what you need. Oh, amen. That's what he said. He's talking about what man needs. If you read back up in the chapter, we have to keep things in the context of the Scripture. Amen. Nowhere do I find that God, amen, intends to make His people, amen, so wealthy and fat and in riches that they can be tempted to forget who God is. God is not tempted with sin, neither tempted He any man. Come on now. Every man is tempted when he's led away of his own lust. Amen. You know, I was quoting a verse to a fellow this morning, and you know, in John chapter 15, Jesus said, if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, amen, and it shall be done unto you. And all the folks said, well, what if I asked the wrong thing? I said, you missed it, sir. I said, what did the first part say? If ye abide in me and my words abide in you. I said, if that condition is met, amen, won't be anybody asking for the wrong thing. I mean, I'll assure you that Jesus is not going to live in you by His Spirit and tell you to ask for all the wrong things. He's not the minister of sin. He's the minister of righteousness. Boy, we got some confused people, don't we? That's why them folks still kind of believe that you can be born again and demon-possessed at the same time. Never better make a lie hatched out of hell and that stuff. Amen. I'm assuring you God ain't going to abide with no devil. He throwed one out of heaven. And He ain't going to live with one. No, sir. Amen. He came to for this purpose was the Son of God or the Son of Man manifested what? That He might do what? Destroy the works of the devil. Amen. Acts chapter 10 very clearly and distinctly reveals that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Why then does He want to move in with Him? He ain't moving in with Him. He's going to kick Him out. Let me hurry. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Amen. God gives this very clear. The kingdom, He didn't say the kingdom of self. Didn't say the kingdom of this world. Hey, somehow another people's got things confused. That they think that big bank account's the kingdom of God. No, that ain't the kingdom of God. You see, Brother Joe, you against wealth? No, I'm against people serving wealth and worshiping wealth. I had an uncle one time, had a fellow that was, God was blessing his business. He was a jumping in high cotton. He was a doing good. But somehow or another, he got this mentality that he's going to be a millionaire or a multimillionaire, and that's what he began to pursue. And my uncle told him, said, God wants you wealthy but not rich. So there's a difference. You've got to understand that. Wealthy means that God has given you wealth to use according to His direction. Rich means that one has taken what they have for their own self. The man got angry at him. One of the bigger big shots of his church got angry at him, began to throw things at him and began to talk about him. He said, I went to him and warned him. Amen, you're headed for trouble. Said, you got even angrier at me. But in a little while, his business folded. I've seen him not long ago. He's just a shell of a man that he was. Amen. Listen, God is big enough to do whatever He wants to do if you or I will keep our priorities right. Listen, it don't matter if you've got two nickels to rub together. Listen, and I know a lot of times man puts a... And I realize that we have debts we have to pay, this and that and the other. But if we get the priorities out of kilter... I've often said, Brother Joseph has always sought not to, amen, be overly concerned about the finances of the church, but rather the spiritual matters of the church. Why, Brother Joe? Amen, God, if we get the first one right, the second one will take care of itself. But if we miss it out on the first one, we may never get the second one right. Hello? I believe God blesses what His Word says He will bless. And what He has said He will curse, He will curse it. Amen? If we'll keep God where He belongs, no matter what it is, a personal, whether it's the church and the leadership, or however that it may be, it will flow, sir. I don't mean you won't have problems. I don't mean you won't have bumpy roads. Because I can tell you, the perfect man walked and he had bumpy roads. He had opposition. The minute that we begin to buy into that line, that crowd trying to preach today that if you, part of the kingdom, that everything's going to always be flowing downhill. No matter where you at, it's going downhill, sir. I said, that's an impossibility. You can't even arrive at a mountaintop without going uphill. Hello? Somebody's telling somebody a good one, aren't they? I sat in a service at a place where they came into those services. Their eyes were glassed over. They'd been snorting gasoline to get a high, burning up their brain at a rapid rate. They didn't even hardly know what world they was in. In they come, and up steps a man to preach. If you just accept the Lord, everything you always wanted, amen, job, homes, all of this thing, He's promising them the world. I hung my head. I said, oh God, would you please stop this business? That's not the message these popish people got to hear. The message they got to hear is you're bound, you're hooked, amen, you're headed for the death like you've never known it, you're headed for hell like you've never experienced it. But Jesus is going to die for you. You know, He's come to break the chains that hold you.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.